This is St. Louis Public Radio. The battle to be Missouri's next attorney general is one of the most competitive contests on the state's primary ballot. St. Louis Public Radio's Joe Manis looks at the two Republicans and two Democrats seeking the job.
The Missouri Attorney General is the state's top law enforcement official. The office handles all felony cases that end up before the state Supreme Court, defends Missouri's legal rights, and is charged with prosecuting corporations that violate state laws. But to watch the ads for the two Republicans seeking the job, law professor Josh Hawley and state senator Kurt Schaefer, you'd think the top issues are terrorism and the Chinese.
Josh Hawley worked for a terrorist. He should never work for Missouri.
After years of helping a Chinese corporation in Missouri, Kurt Schaefer can't be attorney general.
In fact, their fight has gotten so nasty that it's easy to overlook their starkly different visions of what the attorney general should do.
I could walk into that office today, and whether it's the civil aspect or the criminal aspect, there's not a job in that office that I have not done or that I couldn't go in and do from day one.
That's Schaefer, who says he's the best qualified because of his earlier background working as a staff lawyer in the attorney general's office under now Governor Jay Nixon and in the U.S. Attorney's Office. Schaefer contends that Hawley, on leave from his post at the University of Missouri School of Law, lacks the courtroom experience for the job. Hawley, a former clerk for Chief Supreme Court Justice John Roberts, says his expertise in constitutional law is closer to the real work of the attorney general.
What the attorney general's office does is it defends cases on appeal, and then it defends the laws of Missouri and the officials of Missouri when necessary and the Constitution of Missouri. And I think I have a background perfectly suited to do that.
Hawley is proposing new units in the office that would focus on government corruption, particularly in Jefferson City, and on addressing federal overreach. Schaefer also is promising to challenge the federal government. In any case, their battle has overshadowed the relatively low-key contest between the two Democrats. St. Louis County Assessor Jake Zimmerman and former Cass County Prosecutor Teresa Hensley. Hensley cites her own courtroom knowledge.
You're the top managing partner of a pretty big law firm, and it is, at the same time, handles tremendous prosecutorial cases like murder cases and child sex abuse cases, all of which I've taken, great priorities and pride in doing training and making sure that we are handling those cases appropriately.
Zimmerman worked in the Attorney General's office for part of 2003 and 2004. His ads are focusing on the job's consumer duties, such as targeting people who try to scam senior citizens. Zimmerman agrees that prosecution is part of the Attorney General's job, but he takes issue with the Republican candidate's focus on the federal government.
All of us are running to be the top law enforcement official of the state of Missouri, whose job is to defend and uphold the laws and the Constitution of the state of Missouri, not to pick a fight with the president because you don't like him, not to advocate for a set of right-wing ideological principles.
So far, the two Democrats haven't attracted the attention of national political groups. But on the GOP side, millions of dollars are being spent on ads aired by outside campaign operations who don't have to identify their donors. Some of the ads attacking Schaefer point to a vote he cast in 2013 to allow foreign companies, including those owned by the Chinese, to own a small percentage of Missouri farmland. However, many Missouri lawmakers approved the measure, and Governor Nixon, a Democrat, signed it into law. Meanwhile, Schaefer is running two TV ads that accuse Hawley of performing legal work for terrorists. Hawley and his allies say the ads are inaccurate and misleading, but Schaefer plans to keep them on the air. I'm Joe Manis, St. Louis Public Radio.